Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like the minds of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, unique ideas, big business moves that could affect small businesses, even how to get started on your own. Today's stories, young adults turn to entrepreneurism and helping their parents and grandparents, and the latest market booming in Silicon Valley. Well, here's an uplifting headline. Millennials extend a helping hand to aging boomers. Millennials, which, as you know, are today's young adults, are expected to outnumber baby boomers this year for the first time. So they're lending some expertise in an entrepreneurial way. USA Today reporter Charisse Jones says millennials are using their digital know-how and ingenuity to make the lives of seniors a little better. Charisse, what do we have here?
Well, you know, I think you've got the two biggest generations in the country that are trying to, you know, work with one another. And I think millennials see a business opportunity, to be frank, but they're also seeing a chance to do something that really helps their grandparents and parents' generation. You know, there's a real demographic shift going on in the country, and they know they're going to have to help them financially, physically, emotionally. So they're coming up with a lot of new products to try and ease that transition and make their lives a little bit more dignified as they age.
Okay, so what kind of products and or services are we looking at here?
Oh, you've got so many. I mean, one is called TrueLink, and that's basically a debit card that you can give to your senior relative, and there's an online dashboard that goes with it that allows you to monitor the activity. So if they're being, you know, scammed, basically asked for money repeatedly by a certain group or individual, you can limit how much money they can take out, you can block wire transfers. So it really addresses a very big issue that's emerging in the country, which is elder fraud and elder abuse. There's something called PillPack, and they basically are a pharmacy based in Boston, and they will send you your medicines, and they will pre-sort it for you, put it in the right dosages with the right instructions, so that's something that you don't have to think about. And they even have an app that anybody can download, and basically this app will tell you when to take your medicine, and instead of being a standard alarm clock, it'll base it on where you are geographically. So if you're dropping off your grandkids at school or you're going for a jog in the morning, it'll alert you that it's time to take your meds. And that's really important because as you get older, a lot of people are juggling a lot of different medications.
We're speaking with Charisse Jones, national business travel correspondent for USA Today. She's got a piece entitled Millennials Extend a Helping Hand to Aging Boomers. All right, so you mentioned before this, the TrueLink. You need some cooperation, though, from the elderly relative, don't you, to get going with something like this?
You do, but I think that what happens with the elderly, they want to keep some of their financial independence, and so it's a way for them to say, okay, I'll let you, you know, kind of keep track of things as long as I get to keep my credit cards and I get to keep my accounts open. Because some financial institutions will recommend that you block that you take all of that away from them,
yeah.
And that can be very hard,
sure,
on a person emotionally and mentally. So you do need some buy-in from them, but I think that the alternative is a lot worse. And I think once they realize that they have been ripped off to a certain degree, they're even more amenable to having help and guarding against that.
Charisse Jones, reporter with USA Today. Coming up next, the latest growth area in Silicon Valley. You're results-driven and you're ambitious. You've established yourself professionally, and now you're looking for more. Take the next step in your entrepreneurial journey with Edible Arrangements, the brand that revolutionized gifting with handcrafted fruit arrangements and gourmet chocolate-covered fruit, now also offers delicious everyday treats like smoothies, fruit salads, and parfaits. As an Edible Arrangements franchisee, you get access to an established brand with 16 years of growth, over 80% brand recognition, and 1,200 locations worldwide. You'll benefit from know-how, support, and millions of visitors to the Edible Arrangements e-commerce platform. Discover why Entrepreneur Magazine named Edible Arrangements a top franchise and among their best of the best for 2015. Start your journey to sweet success as an Edible Arrangements franchise owner. Call 1-888-727-4258 or go to edible.com. That's 1-888-727-4258 or edible.com. Well, finally, here's a big growth area in the tech sector. A number of Silicon Valley startups are staking their claim in the expanding data storage market, and they're putting Big Corp on notice in the process. Some of the ventures include Pure Storage and Simplivity, and they boast new forms of storage called flash memory chips that can process and retrieve data about 20 times quicker than before. That added speed means a great deal to companies, as a recent estimate by the International Data Corporation says the volume of digital data, get this, will jump by 40% a year through the next decade. And even though flash storage devices like Google Drive and Amazon S3 have become household names for many, the startups have proven that there is money to be had in the market. According to the Wall Street Journal, venture capitalists have pumped more than $6 billion into the sector since 2010, and both Pure Storage and Simplivity have recently received valuations in the billions. You can get more small business reports on our website, by the way. It's thismorningwithgordondeal.com. And while there, check out our daily news program called This Morning, America's First News. Also, if you'd like to share thoughts or ideas about your small business, shoot me an email, gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.